Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, the pharmaceutical giant Merck owes the U.S. government $650 million. Why? Because the company provided its high-priced drugs to hospitals at low or no cost. So what's wrong with that? Well, patients who began taking Merck meds in the hospital kept taking them at home, often with government programs footing the bill. A spokesman for the group Taxpayers Against Fraud called the situation, quote, heroin dealer economics. Your first shot is for free, and after that, it becomes more expensive. Not to the hospital, but to Medicaid, which is paying the bill, end quote. Merck has blamed the problem on bad bookkeeping, rather than intentional fraud or market manipulation.
A European activist coalition is pushing the European Union for greater transparency in lobbying. Currently, the EU doesn't require lobbyists to reveal who they are working for or how much is being spent on lobbying efforts. The EU has said that it will begin publicly listing organizations engaged in lobbying, but not lobbyist names or dollar amounts. Journalists say that without more information, it will be impossible to monitor conflicts of interest or scandals like the U.S. saw with lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
The software giant Microsoft has a message for U.S. students. Corporations have rights, too. Microsoft recently released a study that found that education is key to discouraging young people from illegally downloading music or other content. The study is being promoted by Weber Shandwick, one of Microsoft's three public relations firms. Microsoft also hired the curriculum consulting firm Topics Education to design school lessons about copyright and intellectual property law. Microsoft is currently recruiting high school teachers to try out its new lesson plans. The company also launched an interactive website aimed at young people. It contains on-the-street video interviews like this one.
Me and my friend like to make, like, short films. And one time I came up with this perfect idea for one, and he decided to take some of his friends and just do it without me, and not even include me in the credits for the idea.
The Microsoft Youth website also allows students to make their own cell phone ringtones and share them, after assigning to them usage rights and restrictions.
Is the marketing of bottled water or hybrid cars misleading? Congress recently asked the U.S. Government Accountability Office to investigate the bottled water industry. Labels on the bottles often show mountain streams or other outdoor scenes, but as much as a third of bottled water actually comes from municipal tap water. Companies are not required to reveal where their water comes from. The Food and Drug Administration regulates bottled water, but allows it to contain more than 70 different chemical contaminants.
In France, researchers are concerned that due to marketing campaigns, Europeans think hybrid cars are better for the environment than they actually are. Worse, the large consumer demand for hybrids may be keeping automakers from developing greener cars. Europe does have strict emission standards, but automakers are not currently investing in the new technologies that they admit are needed to meet those standards. The French researchers warned the hybrid car craze in Europe and the United States, quote, is based more on customer perception triggered by very clever marketing and communications campaigns than on pure, rational, scientific arguments, end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of spin and fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned lobbyist Jack Abramoff. In the 1980s, Abramoff served as national chair of the College Republicans, working alongside Ralph Reed and Grover Norquist. Reed went on to head the Christian Coalition, and Norquist founded Americans for Tax Reform. The scandal that brought Abramoff down involved his conspiring with Norquist and Reed, often against the interests of Native American tribes. In one case, Abramoff worked with Reed to close a casino belonging to the Tigua tribe. Then, Abramoff persuaded the tribe to hire him to lobby Congress to reopen the casino. Adding insult to injury, Abramoff routinely referred to his Native American clients as monkeys, troglodytes, and idiots. During this time, Abramoff became a major fundraiser for the Bush-Cheney 2004 campaign. Jack Abramoff, just one example of lobbyists' many sordid connections.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.